Good morning, church. I'm so excited about the sermon today.
我对今天的题目呢，非常的感到激动。
And before I ask you to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7 through 9, let me tell you a little bit about someone whose name is called Isaac Newton. At the same time, look for those verses.
请大家找这个箴言的第四章第七到第九节，在大家翻这个圣经的时候，我跟大家讲一个牛顿的故事。
He is a 17th century scientist who put forth a variety of laws which explain why objects move or don't move as they do, and what keeps the moon in the orbit of the earth and the planets in the orbit of the sun.
牛顿是十八世纪的有名的科学家，他发明了很多自然界的定律。他的这个定律呢，就演示了这个在星球在这个太阳系里头是怎么样运转的，是怎么样自转，怎么样周转的。
So why does the apple fall to the ground? He asked simple question like that and came to a phenomenal conclusion.
对于这个苹果为什么从树上掉下来这么一个简单的事实，他就得出了一个重要的定律。
And so he came, and in time, he came to answer these questions, and that was, has given proofs, to some of the theories that we have today, and they still yet serve today.
他通过他的有一些定理的话，他做了很多的求证，他这求证这个结果得出的这些定理，直到今天，我们的生活当中，这些科学家们还在继续的应用这些定理。
So he is...among several others, what I would consider the most knowledgeable persons you can think of in the human history.
我认为牛顿在人类历史上是一个最有知识的一个科学家。
But what's more important is also a very wise man. And we'll go into a little details as why he has also that wisdom in addition to the knowledge.
但是更重要的呢，他是一个很有智慧的人。为什么会说他更有智慧呢？我们在下面也会继续的跟大家分享。
Just so you know that you probably didn't know he wrote more books about theology than he does science.
他写的著作当中，关于这个神学的著作多于他的科学的论著。
So that tells you a little bit of where I'm heading, and as you look for those pages, and you could stand with me in reading the English, and then following Jane in Chinese.
这样的话，大家就知道我今天的题目大概会是什么了。请大家翻到箴言第十章之后，请起立，一块跟我们先读英文，后念中文。
Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding.Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Praise her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head, and present you with a crown of splendor.
请大家跟我念中文第四章的第七节到第九节。好，智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内，必得聪明。高举智慧，它就使你高升；怀抱智慧，它就使你尊荣。你必将华冠加在你头上，把荣冕交给你。
Should bow our heads.
他们低头祈祷。
Holy Father, I thank you so much for today and for this particular time when we come together as body of Christ to study your words and to wait for the message that you have for us.
感谢天父，让我们今天到这里来倾听您的教诲，使我们有机会到这里来查考您的话语。
May your Spirit.Empower me and that your Holy Spirit anoint me as I speak, that the words will be from you and that Jane will help me interpret that we will speak as one.
主啊，我们恳求您将圣灵降临到我们身上，使我们在说的当中，在道的当中，都来自您的源泉，使您的话语落在我们的口上，落在翻译的口上，使我们能够出于同一个源泉，同一个智慧来宣讲你的道。
Help us seek wisdom, understand wisdom,
帮助我们寻求智慧，理解智慧，
and receive wisdom,
接受智慧。
Give you thanks and praises in Jesus' name.
奉基督圣名，我们怀着感恩向你祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请大家坐下。
So today I'm about to share with you the very secret of a Christian's life.
今天我跟大家分享的是作为基督徒生活当中的一个秘诀。
actually is the very secret of the success of the Christian's life.
实际上呢是基督徒成功的秘诀。
Therefore, pay attention. I know that today we probably are going to get some sleepy congregations because of the hard work we did last night. Some people did not go home until 1 o'clock in the morning.
因为昨天晚上他们到球场去跟清洁做清洁的工作的话，回家很晚，也到晚上一点，就今天早上一点，凌晨一点钟才到家。所以呢，今天在听众当中可能会有一些打瞌睡的人，这我们表示理解。
But get this, this is what the Bible said. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom, though it costs all you have, get understanding.
这里讲得清楚，就是智慧为首，所以要得智慧，而且在你一切的所得之内，必须要得智慧。
So just what is knowledge and what is wisdom?
那么什么是知识，什么是智慧呢？
You know, in the Bible, the word that is used to describe wisdom is called chokma in Greek language.
在这个希腊语言智慧是叫做 Hakma
and it actually refers to skill. It's used to describe the skill of craftsmen or the sailors or any type, any trade of workers who having the knowledge of their trade would also have the skill or the wisdom or the Hakma to perform their trade.
这个知识就是在指一个人在指他的本行业之内所具有的这种技巧和这知识，是他具有这个知识和技巧的，是他能够在他的行业当中呢发挥作用。
So wisdom is really the ability or the skills to judge correctly and to follow the best course of action based on the knowledge that you have.
所以智慧的定义是什么呢？智慧就是说是一个人有既有的这个知识，对事物做出正确的判断，从而付诸于行动的一种能力。
To better describe to you the difference between knowledge and wisdom, let me tell you a story. So,
那么在区别这个智慧和知识当中呢，我要告诉大家一个故事，以便于大家区别这两个词之间的区别。
Isaac Newton had a very skilled craftsman build him a scale of model of a solar system.
牛顿呢，请一个非常高超的一个工程师呢，给他建造了一个非常完美的一个银河系的一个系统。
And so it was displayed in the room where Newton lives. And not only that solar system, it was an excellent craftsmanship.It simulates various sizes of the planets and their relative proximities to the sun.
这个他建造的这个太阳系的这个系统啊，非常的精确。它不仅是描绘了整个太阳系所有星球之间的关系，同时也描绘了它准确的描绘了它们之间的距离、相互之间的运行的轨道，或者是所有的一些运行的这个规律，都在那个整个的这个设备当中表现出来了。
It is a working model in which everything rotates and they orbit it when a crank is moved or is turned.
当一个机器一打开的时候呢，所有这些行星呢，这些轨道就开始运转，星球开始运转。这个整个的模拟这个机啊，就是跟大自然真正存在的惟妙惟肖。
So one day while Newton was studying in his room, one of his friends came andIt happened to be a very knowledgeable scientist, his friend.
有一天呢，牛顿在他办公室，这个设备呢放在牛顿的办公室。牛顿正在办公室办公的时候，他一个朋友来了。这个朋友呢，刚好是个有名的科学家。
And examining this model with enthusiasm and admiration, he exclaimed and said, "What? What an exquisite thing this is! Who made this?"
这个科学家来了，看了这个设备之后呢，就大为惊叹。他看着这个设备，他说：“是谁制造出这么精巧的、这么完美无缺的这一个设备
？”And without even raise his head, Newton says, "Nobody."
那牛顿呢，头都不抬，就是说，没人造。
And so his friend stopped in his inspecting this model, and he said, "Of course, somebody made it."He's genius. I want to know who is the person that made up this solar system.
然后这个他的朋友的时候就停止，他本来在把手在这个摸出这个设备，一下就停下来，就说 怎么可能那么那么精美的一个作品，怎么可能会没有人制造呢？
Newton has no doubt enjoying this opportunity, want to teach his friends a lesson, and so he replied again in a very serious tone, nobody.
牛顿呢，因为想教他这个朋友一个很深刻的道理，所以呢，他就面不改色，心不跳的，很平静的说，没有人造。
He said, what you see here just happened to assume from the form it now has.
然后牛顿就说，这个东西就这样存在了，没人造它。
This very knowledgeable scientist said, you must think I'm a fool.
这个科学家就告诉他说，你别把我当傻瓜。
Of course, somebody got to make it.
肯定会有人做，没做他怎么会在这儿？
So laying on his book aside, Newton arise and he laid his hand on his shoulder and said, this thing is a very small emission or imitation of a much grander system whose laws you know as a scientist, and I'm not able to convince you that this mere toy that's in front of me, without a designer and a maker, yet you as an atheist,a scientist profess to believe that the great origin of this much grander universe came from no reason and that there is no maker and no designer.
他就跟这个朋友讲，他说，你看这个小小的这个银河系的这个太阳系的这个设计啊，这个是反照一个很大的一个银河系而设置的，而这个东西呢，不过像一个小玩意一样，一个小玩具一样。这个东西如果说是它是你连这个东西你都知道是要有一个人来制造才会产生的，不会无平白故跑到这里来的。那么作为一个更大的宇宙，更大的这个一个真正的宇宙当中，如果你怎么能够否认它的存在是没有人创造的呢？没有个造物主，这个整个大的个宇宙怎么能够存在呢？你为什么这么一个科学家居然能够承认这么一个小的事实而否认一个大的事实呢？
Do you understand the contradictions in our human mindset when it comes to having a knowledge about what is coming about and having a wisdom of truly understanding what has made it happen?
但是我们这里呢，由此可以看出人类在思维方面上的一个谬误。这个谬误就是说，承认一个很小的范围内的东西，但是在更大的范围内的东西，我们却否定了。
Therefore, what I'm going to say today is that knowledge with wisdom will prosper, and knowledge without wisdom is useless.
我今天想要跟大家说的说，知识如果有智慧的话，它才有前途；否则的话，它将是盲目的。
As you know, we came from China, and my wife and I and all those that came from mainland China, pretty much most part of our life, we were indoctrinated in atheism.
我们所有从中国来的人接受都是被灌输的都是无神论的教育。
And when I was in China, I really thought that Isaac Newton was a fool. He was a fool to have known God at his later years, quit what he was doing, and did not pursue hisscientific research and come up with the fourth or the fifth laws.
我当时在中国的时候，我觉得这个牛顿这个人很傻。为什么呢？他只发明了牛顿第三定律，就没有继续第四、第五定律。他如果是发明了第三、第四、第五定律的话，那对人类的贡献将是一个更大的革命。
I really feel sorry for him.Because I thought he came up with just three laws and he changed the world. Had he continued to work in the area and come up with the fourth and the fifth laws, it could revolutionize the world again.
我就想啊，他真傻，他这个发明了三个定律，已经对人类造成了那么大的震撼。那么如果他继续发明第四个、第五个定律，那对人类将是带来一个什么样的革命呢？
But the natural propensity of us human beings to see is to seek more knowledge, and that's a human standpoint. It will never, our knowledge can never, satisfy us until we truly find the Lord of the universe that really will give us the beginning of knowledge.
那么作为我们人的这个倾向呢，就很自然的倾向于寻求知识，更多的知识，越来越多的知识，一直到一定程度上我们才知道，其实那个知识呢必须要有神的智慧，如果没有神的智慧就没有知识，有了神的智慧，那你的知识 才算是真正的开始。
That's why the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That says exactly what it means. If you don't have even the fear for the Lord, there is no beginning of any knowledge.
因为圣经说过，说敬畏耶和华便是智慧的开始。如果你没有敬畏耶和华的这个开端的话，那么你的知识都是枉然的。
So similarly, what I'm getting at is, we can read the Bible every day, and we can even memorize the passages in the Bible. We can know all about the Bible, and we can memorize even many books in the Testament.
那么就是说，我们在可以对圣经了如指掌，背得滚瓜烂熟，对它每个章节、每个细节都知道的清清楚楚。但是如果没有智慧的话，那些知识对我们将是无用的。
Now I'm taking you a further step. For those that don't even know the Bible, they don't have a chance to understand the knowledge. But for us who have the knowledge and the opportunity to start learning knowledge, that if we do just this, then still there's no beginning of knowledge.
那么当然我这个说的是两方面了。第一方面就是说，如果从来没有接触圣经的人的话，那他永远没有这个开始。而对于已经接触过圣经的人来说，接触了圣经只是了解圣经的知识，而不是了解他的智慧的话，不了解他的经义的话，那么这个开始也将永远没有。
Let me give you an example to better illustrate that. I know of 10 PhD graduates from the University of Beijing who study the area of Christianity, and they all perused the whole Bibles and had a good understanding of what Christianity is all about, what the Bible is all about.
我给大家举个例子，就在北大的话，有十个拿到博士学位的学生，他们学的专业就是基督教，他们对圣经的理解应该说是滚瓜烂熟。那但是他们有没有智慧呢？没有，因为他们没有真正的认识神。
And they were all possess tremendous amount of knowledge about the book of the Bible, and they probably know the history of Jesus Christ, but all of their studies are limited to the physical study of the books, to the understanding of the stories and some simple facts, but they have not reallygain the wisdom that is required in the book.
就是说他们对圣经的理解是什么呢？他们可能对圣经了如指掌，就是从头到尾的章节细节，甚至每基督的生平，甚至当中每一个史实都清清楚楚的了解。但是呢，因为他们不相信神，不相信主，所以呢，他们的智慧就没有从此开，他们没有从这个圣经当中得到任何的智慧。
So do you think the knowledge and the wisdom, are they essentially the same or are there any difference?
就是说他们有知识，是关于圣经的知识，但是没有圣经的智慧。由此大家知道这个知识和智慧之间的区别在于哪里了。
Wisdom are different from knowledge.
知识和智慧是有差别的。
Fearing the Lord requires both of these attributes.
敬畏耶和华呢，需要两个特点。
Having the knowledge means you know God's teachings, and having the wisdom means that you follow God in His teachings.
有知识是表明你有这个关于这个主认识主，但是呢，有智慧呢表示你要跟随主。
Having knowledge is that you know something, but having wisdom that you have the ability to use what you know.
有知识是表示你有这个技能。有智慧是表示你有应用智能的能力。
So do we have the ability or the skills or the wisdom to apply what we learn, the knowledge that we accumulated in our everyday life?
那么我们有这个智慧应用我们每日所学到的知识这种能力吗？
Do we really have the wisdom to put all of these pieces together and follow God in all His teachings?
我们有智慧把所有神的教诲都集中在身上，而理解它，而身体力行吗？
The accumulation of knowledge will still yield knowledge, and it will not convert to wisdom until you apply it.
这个知识如果你不应用的话，它只是一种能力，但是你不应用这种能力的话，你仍然没有智慧。
The documented wisdom, such as the Holy Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit, and the messages that are even being delivered today,each Sunday provides for the ways to pass on knowledge.
就是说我们所有的知识可以从圣经上学到，可以每日的圣经当中，也可以在主日学主日崇拜当中学到，这是在给我们一个途径，是我们能够把这个知识应用到生活当中，也就是获得智慧的一个途径。
But even these are knowledge until you have the wisdom to practice it.
那么如果这些知识不应用到生活里边当中的话，你就不具有这个智慧。
And when you practice and when you gain wisdom and you accumulate wisdom, then there will be more wisdom which will lead to more knowledge.
这样的话只有在不断的这个身体力行当中，你会得到获得更多的智慧，这样更多的智慧又会导致更多的知识，你就这样的不断的成长。
There is a passage in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10 that I want to read to you.For this, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God.
在哥罗西书第一章的第九节到第十节这样说，因此我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
So therefore in the spiritual realm, a person who possesses Hokmah or the wisdom in reference to God is one whoIs both knowledgeable and also experienced being, in following God's way.
一个敬畏神的人的话，他不仅有神的知识，而且是要顺服跟随神。
In the Bible, the wisdom being for any person being wise means that he is skilled in having a godly living.
在圣经里他说到是有智慧的人呢，就是说这个人呢过的是一个属神的生活，属灵的生活。
So with this being said, I want to now bring up to you that the wisdom to live a God-honoring way.
就是说智慧就是要生活出神，有神的样式来。
And I say that there's just three things for you to do, and you do it in this order. GodThe family, your family, and then your business, and everything else you do.
那么在怎么样体会你的智慧呢？就是看你的这个在生活当中的有优先。第一优先应该是主，第二优先是你的家庭，第三优先呢才是你的事业。
Now you always want to put God at the very first priority of in all of the knowledge that you gain or you accumulate that you want to do.
你首先也把神放在至高的位置，这样就是把你所学的知识呢才能够得到应用。
Whether or not we truly put God first in our priority can be best tested in our time management and in our money management.
那么你是否把神放在第一位呢，可以从两个方面来看出，第一是从你对钱的掌握，一个是管理，这个第二个是对时间的管理，这两个方面看出你是否把神放在优先。
In terms of the money management, the knowledge will say that we have only 24 hours in the day, and that's absolute because everybody lives on earth, and that's what everybody gets. No one has more, no one has less.
按照知识来说的话，那就是说我们一天每个人都有24小时，不多也不少，每人都平均，绝对平均。
And I have an 8-hour job, and I have 8-hour sleep, and I have 4-hour yard work to do, and everything else that I have to do domestic, and then I have 3 hours of hobbies.To go fishing and hunting.
那有八个小时工作，八个小时睡觉，四个小时做花园里的工作，还有三个小时呢做一些个人爱好的，像打猎或者钓鱼之类。
That leaves me only the last hours if I really confine that hour to serve God.
这样的话就只剩下一个小时来侍奉主，如果那个小时还居然剩下来的话。
But the wisdom says that a day of 24 hours is relative to the earth revolving around the sun.
但是呢，智慧告诉我们说，这个二十四小时呢，是相对于地球绕太阳转的这么一个二十四小时而言的。
And since God created the earth and the sun, He can surely stretch the hour into two if He wants.
那么，既然神创造了万物，创造了太阳，创造了宇宙的话，他当然也能够把你的二十四小时呢延长一两个小时。
So if we truly feared Him, we truly put Him as the number one priority in all the things that we do, we will have our first 10% of the 2.5 hours to serve the Lord, and when we do that, we still will have the 8 hours of jobs and the 8 hours of sleep and 4 hours of hobbies and 3 hours of things that we do.
那么如果我们真正把我们的优先，把审判的第一优先的话，那么我们投一个10%，也就是说投2-2.5小时时间是用来忠心侍奉神的，那么我们照样有8个小时工作，8个小时睡觉，4个小时做业余活动，这样像钓鱼或者是打猎之类的活动。
God will give you wisdom to better help you manage the time that you have, the limited resources that you have.
虽然你的这个资源时间有限，但是神会给你智慧来掌握和管理你的时间。
But our craving for materials and for the possessions often leads us to even further temptations and is causing very difficulty in time management.
但是因为我们对物质的欲望和物质的引诱呢，使得我们在管理时间上呢经常受到试探。
We often will spend a lot of times doing a lot of other things that do not give us eternal values, and we are depriving ourselves the time that we need for God and for our families.
我们经常会把时间献给一些并不重要的琐事，而剥夺了我们跟神在一起的最宝贵的时光。
Now another area where we can see we truly put God in our first place is about the wealth management or the money that we have.
第二个呢，就是我们在金钱上的管理。
Now in the book, Jesus talked about money more than any other single issue because money is first importance when it comes to a personal, real nature.
对，在基督主耶稣基督在圣经里边多次提到钱的问题，因为在钱的问题上的管理呢，反映了一个人的个性。
Money is an exact index to our true character.
钱是我们真正个性的一个具体的表现。
Because throughout the scriptures, we will find that an intimate correlation between the development of a person's character and how he or she handles money.
就是人在金钱的管理上很大程度上的反映了他对这个人的个性和这个人的这个特质。
So in the same token, we will seem to know that the more we give to the others, the poorer we will become, because that's just the way we think, but not knowing that the opposite is true.
那我们会想，也许给人越你把财产或者你的财富给人越多呢，你就越穷。但实际上你忘了一个真理，实际上刚好相反，给的越多，得的越多。
Because the knowledge says, if I make $100 a year, I need $30 to pay for the house, I need $30 for the grocery, $30 for the taxes, and $9 for the family, and that would leave me only the last dollar. And again, if I budget it, then I have that dollar for God.
那么就是说，如果按照知识来讲的话，你说如果一年我挣100块钱的话，300块钱给300块钱给家，300块钱给300块钱付房租，三十块房租，30块付食物，30块呢这个税收，那么9块钱的家庭零用，那最后呢，如果还剩一块的话，有幸还剩一块的话，一块就交给主。
But the wisdom once again says that we give the first 10 to even 30% of the money that we have for God, and then we will still have the 30 hours for the house, $30 for the grocery, the $10, maybe $20 for taxes now, and $15 for the family, and everything else that you probably do not know to do.
那么就是说，如果你是这个刚才说的那个，是用知识的角度来理解钱的，这件呢是用智慧的角度来理解钱的话，那么就是说，你可能有30块还是作为家里交房子用的，30块呢是做你自己的食品用的，20块呢是交房租的，就交税收的，15块呢家庭零用，最后呢可能还剩更多的，如果神引导你的话，你会更多的交给神。
I don't know if you catch all of the math or not, but I hope the point was clear.
这个数字之间的关系大家不知道听清楚没有，但是的我想说的一点就是交给神的多你就得到的多。
But one thing else that I have put in the sermon that I want to share with you, I'm glad that R.C. Sproul said it when we had the prayer meeting in the other day.
我们 R.C. 有一天在我们在祈祷会的时候这样说过一句话。
R.C. Sproul take a little step further than what I said just now, which is the intention of my sermon today. He said that by us not giving our tithe, we are actually robbing God in addition to robbing the blessings that have long been awaiting for us in our doorstep.
他说的这比我今天这个说的呢就更近了一步，他就是说如果我们不忠心的把那个十一税交给神的话，我们不仅是盗窃了神财库里的东西，同时呢也盗窃了神带到我们门前来等候着我们的恩典。
Like the Malachi chapter 3:10, everybody knows this. It says that you bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this and see if I will notthrow open the floodgate of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
马拉基第三章第十节这样说，你们要将单纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，是我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
God wants us to give tithes not because he needs us, it's because we need him.
神让我们交十一税并不是因为他需要我们的钱，而是因为我们需要神。
And he is faithful so long as we are faithful to him.
只要我们是信实的，神一定会是信实的。
And what it says is when you exercise and you have the wisdom to do what he teaches you, that shows the priority that you are setting for your life.
如果你有智慧去实行神教诫你的话的话，那么你就有知识，你就有了智慧。
There is another passage in the Bible that says, you do not store up for yourselves the treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves the treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where the thieves do not break in and steal. For you, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.Matthew 6:19-21.
马太福音是第三章的十九节这样说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能又也锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Now when you have God set the right priority in your very top of your lives,What comes close to the next second, the second to it, is your family.
那么如果你有神在你心中作为第一重要的第一优先的话，第二就是你的家庭。
It's not even your jobs, your hobby, your business, or what you do, or not even your children.
并不是你的事业或者你做的事或者是你所从事的工作，也不是你的甚至不是你的孩子。
A husband and a wife make up the family.
因为夫妻共同组成了一个家庭。
And throughout the human history, the family has been the foundation of the society. And in the biblical teaching, God wants us as a family to love one another and build up a strong family. That's the foundation of your service and everything else.
纵观圣经或者历史都可以看出，这个家庭就是一个社会的基础。如果有家庭，这个家庭是侍奉于神的，是有神的带领的话，那么这个社会的基础就坚实。
Many families, and I know particularly the Chinese families, tend to put our children at the very center of the universe, and that's what we want for our family.
我们家尤其是我们这个中国的家庭，特别是很多美国家庭，特别是中国家庭呢，很容易就把那孩子呢作为这个家里的一个最重要的人物来对待。
The children are lovely, and I love all my three children, and I desire for them to be the center of my family life, but they must not overtake the importance of my relationship with my wife.
孩子我当然喜欢了，我这三个孩子每个都可爱，我真的都很喜欢他们，也喜欢把他们带入中心，但是呢这个对孩子的爱不能超越我和妻子之间的关系，因为 这是第一关系，这是家庭的根基。
Because biblically speaking, the children are just the extension of the family. They are the minors. They are the heritage of God, and they are the welcome member of God, of the family. And we need to grow them, exalt them in our lives, but they are not the family.
孩子呢，是一个家庭的延伸。在家庭关系当中呢，孩子他是他，我们需要培养他们，使他们有充满圣灵充满。但是呢，在孩子跟家庭的关系当中呢，我们不能用孩子关系取代了父亲之间的关系。夫妻之间的关系才是最基本的、最重要的关系。
So when you have God set as your number one priority and your family comes to next second, everything else is going to fall into places. And don't worry about it because God will indeed take care of you.
如果你有了神作为第一优先，家庭作为第二优先的话，这个次序一摆对的话，所以一切的都是顺理成章了，因为神会教导你怎么样安排其一的事。
Because when I say this, if you have a boss sitting right next to you, or you are a business owner, you may not like what I'm saying that your jobs come to the third in the priority, or your business comes into the third priority.
如果你旁边坐的更正好是你的老板，或者说你自己本身就拥有一个企业的话，那么我告诉你说，你的事业是作为第三优先的话，你可能对我的这个陈述呢不大满意。
Wouldn't we think that a job or a business that we run is where we provide the income that supports the family and then give us the ability to give to God? And so the sequence ought to be job or anything else first, then family second, and then God the third.
那么你说我工作当然是为了挣钱，为了挣钱的目的是养家活口，同时呢也为交纳神呢。如果从这个次序来讲话，你的知识可能会告诉你说，那么我应该是首先挣钱第一，所以呢我的事业为第一，那么家庭第二，是一个养家活口第二，那么最后呢才是留给神，那么神就变成第三重要去了。
But let me assure you and reiterate to you that the opposite is true.
但是我告诉你的是应该是刚好倒过来的次序。
And so to gain wisdom is what I want you to have and not the knowledge that I'm passing on you today.
需要有的是智慧，而不是今天我教你的知识。
Therefore, as Karen placed the hymn of invitation, I want to encourage for those that have not trusted the Lord that today will be time to come to understand Him and accept Him.And thus, you will have the beginning of knowledge, which will then give you the opportunity to exercise it and have the wisdom.
当我们唱诗的时候，如果你还没有接受神的话，我希望你到前面来。我希望你第一有的是第一获得智慧，然后呢，逐渐的你就获得了知识。
Accept him today and come. We will pray for you.
你今天接受他，我们愿意为你祈祷。
And for those that have already accepted him, that I.Pray that you will not stay at the superficial level of knowledge, just knowing about Him, the Jesus Christ, but that maybe there will be one time you truly experience Him and that He changed your life.
在已经接受基督徒的人，已经接受基督的人当中，我想向你持续一个挑战，就是说希望你对基督神的 了解和理解不仅只是限制以及知识方面，而是要有一个更深的深度，那就是从智慧方面来接受上他。换句话说，也就是要在行动当中应用你的知识。
How often we would be consumed by the world and that we would give up the pursuit of Christ.And then we will forget about the importance of gaining wisdom and exercising our wisdom and the understanding.
我们要知道这个认识神的重要性，而且在不断的实践，在实践当中应用我们所学来的知识。
Come and let us pray for you.
你到前面来，我们要为你祈祷。